Paul wrote in Philippians 4:19, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." I've been reading Dr. David Jeremiah's new book, Shelter in God, Your Refuge in Times of Trouble. I recommend you purchase a copy. He has shared very timely messages from Psalms that apply to our situation with COVID-19. In chapter 1, he begins with the following story. Lane McKeel, a senior adult, ventured out of his house during the coronavirus pandemic to get a few supplies at his local grocery store in Georgetown, Tennessee. He had been shut in for some time, but his disability check had arrived and he needed some food and staples. When he reached the checkout counter, his bill was $173. As he counted out his money, he was surprised to find himself $33 short. Maybe you've had a similar experience. It's embarrassing. McKeel quickly grabbed things to put back on the shelf, but the 17-year-old cashier stopped him. Her name was iconic, Elizabeth Taylor. Reaching for her purse, the teenager paid McKeel's total bill out of her own money. When someone asked her why she did it, Taylor said, "It was all essential stuff. We've seen a lot of older people, and they're all trying to buy groceries, and a lot of places have run out of stuff. And so the older people are kind of taking the downfall for that. I just try to give back when I can." Have you ever been caught short of cash? Have you ever had more days at the end of the month than money? Somehow, God came through. Several years ago, Delaney and I were returning from Hilton Head, South Carolina. We were traveling some back roads, and I noticed the temperature gauge on the car was showing hot. Steam began flowing from the hood. I pulled over and raised the hood, like I knew what I was doing. We were in swampland with nothing but mud, trees, and the highway. We were 15 miles from the next town, which was small. When we arrived, no businesses were open on that Sunday. After a while, a tough-looking man and his wife on a motorcycle stopped and asked, "What's wrong?" He took one look and said, "Your thermostat has gone bad. Follow me to my house, and I'll fix it so you can get home." I got in the car, and Delaney asked, "What are we doing?" I said, "We're following them to their house." She said, "They look dangerous. They may rob us, kill us, and we'll never be heard from again." I followed them, and the man fixed the problem. He didn't want money, but I insisted on paying them. They looked like they could use assistance. I love this verse in Philippians. God meets our needs. That's powerful. God knows, and the one who created the universe takes care of us. How much? According to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. He goes into his bank in heaven to supply us. His economy never knows a recession or a depression. How sensitive are we to meet needs of people we encounter? God not only supplies our needs, but he desires to use us to carry his blessings to others.